Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
I'm trying to track down Aaron right now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to buy myself 2 minutes here. And for those of you that haven't really got caught up with what Aaron is all about, she started dating a A-list celebrity a couple of weeks ago. She's a good friend of mine and my wife's. And we haven't told you guys who it is because we don't want to ruin it just in case it starts to go anywhere.
Right.
So here, if you missed, I mean, we've had, what, hour-long conversations with her about everything that's been going on. It's been pretty cool to listen to.
Yeah, it was like moment by moment details of their first kiss and their nights out and where they were meeting and how they were hanging out and all that stuff.
So this is kind of a 2-minute recap of everything we've talked to Aaron about over the last couple of weeks. And then hopefully by the time it's over, we'll have her back on.
There was a gentleman in the front seat that I recognized. Then I said, hey, what are you doing in my neighborhood? Kind of laughed, and he said, oh, I'm actually here filming a movie. So I'm walking down to my car, and I hear someone behind me say, Aaron. So I turn around, and he said, hey, you know, my name is such and such, and I am so-and-so's assistant. Can I get your number? We'd like to take you out for a drink later on. So I get into my car, and my cell phone rings. So I pick it up. He said, I wanted to give you a call because we've got a break in filming, and I was to see if you wanted to stop by the hotel. Room service comes with his food. So he's sitting there and he's like, hey, do you mind if I eat? I said, no, that's no big deal. So
and he's being a complete gentleman, right?
Complete gentleman. So anyway, I'm getting ready to go. I get on my shoes and everything. He kind of, as I'm getting up, he grabs onto my waist and he's like, you are so cute. He's like, you're driving me crazy. Just standing there, you're driving me crazy. So I'm leaving and he tells me, you know, we're going to get done filming around 11 or 12. Can I call your cell phone and meet up with you later? You know, I said, yep, me and some girlfriends will be out. We'll meet you wherever. So we're walking down the street and my cell phone rings and I say, hello, like I'm not expecting his call. And he's like, hey, it's me. Do you want to meet us at such and such? He comes in, a couple other guys come in. We're hanging out. I'm leaning over and I'm talking to him and, you know, we're trying to get a conversation going. And this girl comes up and she's got a cigarette, so she's leaning over me. She's got her cigarette in my face, and she's talking to him. He could tell the cigarette was just like an inch from my face. So this girl is talking about nonsense, and he grabs her cigarette and puts it out, and he said, hey, did you meet my friend Aaron?
That's a cool move on his part.
We go to the Ritz. We're hanging out for a couple hours getting drinks, and I'm having a good time with my girlfriend. And he comes around the side where I'm at. He leans over to me, puts his hand around my waist, and said, hey, let's go for a walk. People follow us out there, so we keep walking. We get to, like, a little dark corner where he can't really see us. And he's like, I've been thinking about you all day. Like, you just drive me crazy. And he said, is it okay if I kiss you? So we kissed for a little while. And so Sunday, he calls me, and he's like, well, I'm packing up my stuff because we're going to move to a different venue about 40 minutes away. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'm only about 40 minutes away. If you want a quiet night, you know, I'll be around. He's like, okay, sweetie, I'll give you a call. And then that was it.
All right, so that's where we let off with Aaron a couple of weeks ago. I just don't know how much we can say, and I don't want to mess this up for her.
I mean, no. Yeah, I think we need confirmation from Erin first that it's over before we can give it out.
All right, let's try her. She's got five phone numbers, and this is her cell.
Five. Are you serious?
Five. She's in sales, you know? Yeah. Beeper, five. Pager, and a whole.
Five phone numbers. This is important.
What does she sell? Phone numbers?
She's real important.
Oh, we can't be talking right now.
Damn I don't think it, it went.
Damn it. You know what? The harp threw us off.
Sorry.
The wrong harp.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Ding. All right, complete silence.
Shh, hush now.
Silencio!
Quiet!
Hey, Erin? Oh, hey, I'm calling you on the other line.
Oh, it's definitely not going to go through now.
Are you on? let me call you back on the radio because I'm on my cell right now.
You hang up first. No, you
okay,
hang
bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Okay,
you
bye.
Hang up first.
Okay, bye.
Cool. She's there, but I had her on the cell phone, and I was calling her on the radio, and I forgot that I had called her on my cell. I'm a moron.
I was wondering what the little noise was, and it was her going, hello.
Yeah. Okay, she's just getting out of the shower.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something to go on. Thank you, Jeff.
Man, I hate when I have to be quiet. It is really hard to be quiet when you're not so... You know.
Remember your teacher used to say, I don't want to hear a peep out of you. You know, somebody in the room would go, peep.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
We're on the radio right now.
I figured.
And I was going to call you yesterday and see if it was cool if I called today, but two reasons why I didn't. A, I thought you might say no. And... Okay.
And thank you.
Sure, and the second reason is I just forgot. But, sure. I mean, it is dozens of emails every day from people that need closure on you and the A-list celebrity. And I keep telling them I haven't talked to you in about a week and a half or 2 weeks. So, at this point, I'm completely in the dark to everything that's been going on.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a phone call. Nothing's happened, and he's still... He's in Chesapeake Bay area filming, and he's supposed to be back in D.C., I believe, later on this week.
Are you okay?
But later this week. That's good.
Well, but it's so close to where she lives that it makes me think that if he... Because you extended an invitation, right? And you said, if you're in Chesapeake and you've got nothing to do, then give me a call and I'll go there. We'll meet halfway or something, right?
Right.
And he hasn't called since.
No, I think I'm... Boo. Broken. I'm not, like, tore up about it anything.
You sound heartbroken. Are you okay?
At least you got to kiss him. You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm okay.
Only you and 970 other girls this year can say that.
That's what I'm thinking. I just happened to make the list in this city, so I'm excited.
Now, in retrospect, do you wish that you would have thrown yourself on him when you went up to the hotel room and just, like, you know, got, you know, at least had bragging rights?
Right. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a part of me that was like, maybe I should have, but nah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think I've made the right decision. I don't think I want to be on that list.
See, he has total hand in this relationship right now. Complete and total hand.
He'll always have hand.
Because now here's where he's got you. Because now you're starting to rethink, like, maybe I just should have, you know, gotten intimate with this guy just so I could say, hey, I got bragging rights here. And he will call. Or you will call him, and there will be a date in D.C., and you will end up in his hotel room again, and you'll start thinking, well, chances are pretty good he's not going to call, so I might as well get it done now. And
right.
I think it's a done deal next time he calls.
I think you just got to go with your gut. I mean, I think the way you handled it so far has been perfect. I mean, you guys had a wonderful kiss, which I think opens up the opportunity for him to continue to call. But if she slept with him the first time, I don't think there'd even be the potential of him calling.
But Melissa's point is chances are pretty good this thing's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, stop saying that.
That's what she says.
Well, see, because and Erin, you know, honey, I hope it works out, but I just think that the guys in the room are always critical of women looking ahead in a relationship, making a relationship out of nothing.
Different.
Looking ahead like it's serious. And then now they're going to fuss because if you move too fast. I mean, like, if a celebrity took me out, I'm seizing the moment. because I don't want to regret in the future looking back like I had the chance to do that and I didn't do it. So I'm sorry I would.
Are you okay with announcing on the radio who it is yet, or are you going to keep this mystery going until you do them?
I don't.
I say wait till DC happens. If he does,
if he's coming back,
if
then,
he's coming back,
yeah.
Then let's wait till DC happens and see if this goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I want to give you the opportunity to have the bragging rights. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
And by DC, Bert is referring to, he does chick. That's DC.
Does chick. Nice.
Yeah, I should move to DC.
I mean, just to stick up for myself, I mean, as far as like Melissa looking into the future or something, it wasn't like I was standing there kissing him thinking, you know, what our kids were going to look like or anything like that. Right. I definitely was enjoying the moment, and if he doesn't call, it's okay. I had a good time, and honestly, I mean, he's met, I'm sure, tons of women out here. So
again, I want to say this, that if this guy wasn't this guy and he ended up at a bar, the same bar you were at, this is not a guy that you'd be like, I need to be with him.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, I think he's attractive. I think he's got like a different look that I would be, I don't know, just intrigued about, but not, I don't know.
He wouldn't walk by and you wouldn't say hottie. No.
No, maybe.
He's not in the class of a Brad Pitt, but he's also not in the class of a Jack Black.
No, right. No, he's definitely not a Jack Black.
definitely not a Jack Black. No, I think he's attractive. I think he's very good looking, but yeah, if he wasn't an A-lister, I don't think I'd be sweating it.
Have you
been... you wouldn't be what?
Sweating it.
Sweating it.
I thought you said slutting it.
Too, sweating it.
I'm like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Hey.
Now, you haven't placed any phone call at all to him over the last week and a half?
None. I promise. I crossed my heart. I have not called.
But how many times have you scrolled down the list on your cell phone and thought...
on my cell phone and saw the name? Oh, a couple of times. Yeah. I'm like, oh, call me.
I think if this doesn't go anywhere, you're obligated to give us that cell phone number. We've put a lot, we've invested a lot of time in you, sister.
Seriously.
I know you have. I don't care. I mean, if he never calls, of course, I'll let you unleash on him.
But when do you decide when never is? Because maybe he comes back to D.C. and then he goes back to L.A. Like, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just hold on to his number in case I go to L.A. next weekend.
Right.
I think go ahead, Jen. So he's coming back to D.C. this week, you said?
I believe so. I think they're supposed to be back this, like, Thursday or Friday and then stay through for another week. But
nice. We got to follow up and see what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I think this is the absolute right play because these guys can have virtually any woman when they walk in a bar. And if you make them troll a little bit, I think that, you know, you make it a fight, then I think you got them.
You play hard to get.
You play hard to get.
Right.
So I think you're handling it well.
Good deal. Well, I don't know. I guess if he doesn't call within the next week, I'll call and give you guys his phone number.
Yeah. I think we give it up for Erin, who, you know, because we're like, hey, you know what? You're playing this right. And she didn't ask for our advice. She was trying to avoid Bert's phone calls. She's like, oh, dude, you'll never reach me. I've got 11 phone numbers. I'm in sales. So I've got, don't even try to call. You can't find me.
Yeah, I called around 7:30 to see if we can get you on, and I was convinced you were looking at your phone going, I'm not going on. I'm not talking. Let's give you a call in a week, see what happens, see if he calls once he gets to D.C., okay?
That sounds good.
I hope he does.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
All right, Erin.
Dreamy.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R HERS.com/Burt. ForHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by HERS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit ForHERS.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, we have realized, much like you guys probably, that the way we see ourselves may or may not be different than the way you guys see us.
Very true.
And I think anybody can say that individually.
True.
But as a show, that may be very, very true. We want to test that.
We were sitting in our meeting yesterday. I don't even know how this came up, but somebody, I think somebody just threw out the question, hey, which one of us, because we were going to answer these questions ourselves. So somebody, I think Jen said, like, hey, which one of you guys would you most, which one of us would you most trust to watch your kids?
Right.
Like, you know, so like I would have to choose between Jen, Melissa, and Burt. And we'll throw Crash in too, right? So
yeah, Crash is included.
Jen, Melissa, Burt, and Crash. Who would I most trust to watch my kids? And we came up with a whole bunch of these questions and then decided more fun than us answering it because let's reverse the question. Who would you least trust with your kids? I think probably most people would say
Crash.
No, I don't think so. I think it would be you. I'd go with you.
So you're ruining my theory. Who, all right, who's most likely to, you know, like we our answers would probably be universal. You know what I mean? Because we
well,
all
you think, but see, we think that.
Right, that's the thing.
I think but the point listen, is that I think that Bert's right. The perception, our perception of listeners is going to be different than their perception.
A listener's
of us.
Perception might be different. They might listen to the radio and go,
right.
Oh, I totally trust Crash with my kids, but Bert, no way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with like 20 of these questions and threw them all in an envelope. And I how are we going to do it? We just
pull
draw
one today. Yeah. Just pull one and you guys answer 404-741-1005. And answer honestly.
Right.
We're it's not going to be offended.
Right.
Nobody's allowed to get defensive and start coming down on the listeners. Do we agree on that?
Yes.
Because we've done this kind of stuff before. And like when we had Lindsay in here, she's getting all mad at the listeners and chewing them out. Never listen to us again.
Oh, gosh, no. You have to tell us who would answer the question for you and then why. Like, you have to give us the reason
like all
behind
these,
it.
I'll pull the question first so we can, this will be our official question.
Now,
so,
no doubt we'll get offensive, but you can't get defensive.
Okay, okay.
You can be offended, but you can't defend.
Right.
Got it, yeah.
So these questions all start with what morning show member ... Mm-hmm. So the question drawn for today is what morning show member would be most likely to cheat on their spouse and why? Why is everyone looking at me? Question answered. Next one.
Now, do we want to take a stab at these first with each other?
But see, this is one where I think it might all be
universal.
Because
I can see the panic in y'all eyes.
I'm not really panicked about this. Are you?
I'm not panicked about this one.
Mm-mm.
I'm out.
You're out? You don't want to
do it? Which
well,
no, which partner.
We just assume that you have a spouse. All right, let's assume I have a spouse.
And again, the question to you guys listening is, which one of us in here would be most likely to screw around on their partners? 404-741-1005. Crash, we'll start with you.
Excuse me. Could you define the word screwing around? I don't properly know the word screwing around. Thank you.
Crash, you want to start?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Melissa?
Crash.
Crash?
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Crash.
And it would be with you, too. Especially because that tank top you're wearing today.
I'm going to go with Jen Hobby for the same reason Simon told Fantasia that she had a bad night, just so I'm not, it's not universally crashing.
Thank you, Jeff. Love you, big guy.
Crash, I'll go with you on this one.
Thank you, Bert.
Sure. Good morning, Cicely. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I was just listening and, you know, was hearing, and one of the questions was, you know, who would be most likely to cheat on their wife?
Yes.
And originally, Bert, I was going to go with you because of the history and your dad and all of that. But you throw a Crash in there and you know what? Hands down. You know, drunken stupor. Crash more than likely.
All right, I'll take the silver on that, though.
I'm sorry.
But you have a good theory, because I've got the history in the family of the old man screwing around, and I did all that screwing around before I got in a relationship with Stacy, so
that
my history would dictate it, yeah?
That is true, but one of the things that I do admire about you, Bert, is your commitment. So I got to give you a thumbs up on that, because every time you do talk about marriage and talk about, you know, the things that you and Stacy, you know, go through or whatever, you're sticking it out. So proud of you, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Love y'all.
It's still the thing that scares me most about my marriage. And I know this won't make Stacy feel any better, but it's still a burning question that scares the hell out of me. Infidelity on my part.
That you would screw up?
That I would screw up. And maybe that's why I don't.
Well, I think it's important that you define that as a fear, you know, because I think it's more dangerous to ignore that than to face it.
Maureen, you're on all the hits, Q100. Hello.
Hey, I gotta say, Jen.
Jen, why Jen?
Because she's so pretty, and I just know that once somebody's gonna rule her, and then she's gonna be like, okay, I'm going with you now. It's your turn. Well,
who's gonna get her, Mr. T?
You come with me.
Look good to them beans over there, huh? Jen's going to cheat on her husband with Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
It's got to be Bert.
Me, okay. Ooh. Why?
Because whenever you talk about the possibility of cheating and that whole situation, you're so holier and now, like, oh, I would never do it. I can't imagine my wife with another man. I just can't imagine doing it.
Right.
And I just think that you would put yourself in the situation not meaning to. And then you'd just be like, oh, I wouldn't, and then you would.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure, like, how I would accidentally put myself in that situation.
Well, because it would present itself, and you would be so confident that you wouldn't do it, because you're so holier than thou about it, and then you would just keep getting deeper into it, and then before you know it, it's too late to turn back.
Okay, yeah, I'm not getting defensive, not at all.
Okay.
Morning, no, Melissa was mouthy to me,
at him,
don't,
like,
get,
don't
defensive.
Get defensive.
No, not at all. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
I think Jen would.
Jen
you think
would.
I would? Why?
You almost did with Ashton.
It wasn't Ashton. It was the other dude in Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott.
Maybe with Stifler. Maybe with Stifler or Brad Pitt as he was dressed in Troy in that armor.
Morning, all the hits. Q100, hello?
I think it's Jeff, definitely.
Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Because of the whole soulmate discussion you guys had where he was talking to his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't remember that at all.
No, that was me.
That was Crash.
Was it Crash?
Yeah.
Jeff was the one that was fantasizing about an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
While he was with his wife.
Okay, well, then both of them then.
Yeah, I think that was more you. You were saying that you knew who your soulmate was and Lady Crash wasn't it.
Yeah.
Okay, this should be an interesting one.
The person who thinks it's me, and they're mistaken. They think I'm Crash.
Neat. Cool. Hey, Harrison, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Bert, how you doing? Real quick, I think it'd be you.
Okay.
And not only that, not trying to drag your any kind of skeletons you may have in the closet out, I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't already.
God, I wish you would tell me who she was so I could have at least enjoyed it.
I wish you would tell us who she was.
I wish I knew.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not saying you're... The caller said you're holier than thou. I don't see that, but you do have a lot of, like, it like puts you on edge when people, you know, when you or anyone else in the room starts talking about cheating or whatever.
I'm very, very hardcore about it, man. That's how I keep myself in line. I am very, because I saw what it can do. I mean, my dad did this to my mom for years and years and years.
I'm pretty hardcore, too. When I cheat, I go all out, man. I'll tell you.
Woo! So, yeah, I guess I do get on a soapbox about that for sure. That's definitely like that's a exposed nerve for me for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And good morning, Deborah. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thank you.
But it would be Jen.
Jen.
Why?
Because it's the ultimate bad thing.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And you're from Hobbyville or Hobbyland.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got the bad girl trying to come out of the good girl.
Yeah, you already married a rock star.
Yeah, but I don't know. My husband's pretty hot. Well, I mean, I'm really, really attracted to him, so... I don't know. I mean, I'm not being defensive.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Well, let me tell you why I wouldn't.
No, I'm not.
That's just the perception of listeners.
I haven't said that yet, as I'm just saying that my husband is a hottie.
Yeah, but, I think you're okay. I think discussing it's okay. You're not getting defensive.
Okay.
I think the listener's got a point, though, because Hobbyville is this black and white love land. One day you're going to wake up, there's going to be color in your world, and you're going to want to go.
There's color in the world that you ain't never seen.
Oh.
I'm not exactly sure. sure what that means, but I'm going to roll with that.
She just busted you in a joke where we all went, ooh. But nobody knows what it means. Yeah, it's well, Craig, a world of a at least the duck is floating on your pond. That's a Hobby Land cut, Hobby Land cut down right there.
All right, so I think the general consensus is between you and I.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Either me or you.
That sucks. Well, you want to go just get it over
with? Let's do it. I guess you were right, Harrison, and it's already half between Jen and I.
Yeah.
Oh, you nailed us.
Oh, that ain't happening. Oh, no. No.
You nailed so them. They nailed each other.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.